Come on, let's give them another hand. Will y'all? Amen. Thank you.
Well, all of my participants come out. All of my participants. Oh, Satan, come on out, Satan. Come on out. All our participants. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank our praise dancers. Thank Carolyn. Thank Reverend Curry getting us to this far. Reverend Curry, he's a stage manager. You know that? Thank you.
Thank you, bro. Oh, amen. And our team, thank y'all so much. One more time, let's give them a hand. We bless God. I was looking forward to our play today, and I told Honey yesterday she can believe I hung around the house all day, Reverend Wilson, and she said, man, are you sick? I said, no, I'm just gonna rest today. Amen. I told the last five Saturdays I've been at a funeral. And they can get the best of us down sometime, man. And ain't he amen, but we bless God. And I want to share for just a few seconds here a story about Santa and Anna, amen, and Santa and Sarah, amen. Can I say Santa? Somebody say Santa and Sarah.
Santa and Sarah.
Okay, I was youth pastor church in Houston years ago, and the other night I was going through some old material that I had, and I remember sharing this story with our youth group and then also with the congregation at Greater Second Baptist. I don't know if I ever shared it here before, but I want to just read it if I can. And I'm good to see our young man, Darius. Darius, stand up. Amen. Darius, stand up. Amen. Darius graduated last week from Jackson State University. Amen. I'm like the boy said, ah, amen. And somebody catched it on the way home, amen. But we're very proud of him. Grew up in this church, and we just want the best for him. And certainly Mary, I know she's happy. And I saw Ramona here earlier. Yes, she is. Amen. This is mother. Amen. Mom, stand up. Amen. Amen. This is his mother. Amen. Grandmama, you stand up too. Amen. You, amen. She may fuss. They be fussing, but amen. Amen. We're so very proud of him. And over the years, he was off at school. And one thing I can say about all our young people, and they go off to school, but they come back home. Amen. And amen. I'm very proud of him and all the others too. Whether they go to college, that's not what's, you know, the end of the deal. Do something. Amen. I got a motto. Do something. Amen. And want to cook hamburgers? Be the best cook. Amen. I ain't got no problem with that. Santa and Anna, I want to share that. Then we're going to eat. I think Jalen and Joe and some of them going to sing a Christmas song for us. And they don't want me to sing a White Christmas. Amen. Amen. If you believe in angels and miracles, this was one of the most heartening stories I had ever heard. And I pray that you'll be encouraged by it. 3 years ago, a little boy and his grandmother came to see Santa Claus at the Mayfair Mall in Madison, Wisconsin. Child climbed up on Santa's lap and holding a picture of a little girl. And who is this? Asked Santa, smiling. Your friend? Your sister? Yes, Santa, he said, it's my sister. Her name is Sarah, and she's very sick. And he said it sadly. Santa looked over at the grandmother who was waiting nearby and saw her dabbling with her eyes with tissue, and she wanted to come with me to see you. Oh, so very much, Santa Claus, the little boy said. She misses you, he said softly. Santa tried to be cheerful and encourage a smile to the boy's face, asking him what he wanted Santa Claus to bring him for Christmas. And when they had finished a visit, the grandmother came over to help the little boy off his lap and started to say something to Santa, but he halted. What is it, Santa Claus said to her. He said, well, I know it's really too much to ask you of you, but the old woman said, shooing her grandson over to one of Santa's helpers to collect the gift which he was giving to all the visitors. And the girl in the photograph, my granddaughter, you see, she has leukemia, and she isn't expected to make it even through the holidays. She said with tears in her eyes. She said, is there any way, Santa, you can come by, possibly to see Sarah? Is there any way? That's all she asked for Christmas, is to see Santa. Santa blinked and swallowed hard and told the woman to leave information with his elves and his helpers as to where Sarah was, and he would see what he could do. Santa thought of his own little girl, and then he thought about this situation the rest of the afternoon. He knew what he had to do. What if it was my child lying in that hospital bed, dying of leukemia? He thought with a sinking heart, this is the least I can do. So when Santa had finished visiting with the boys and girls that night, he retrieved from his helper the name of the hospital where the child Sarah was staying. He asked the assistant location manager how to get to the children's hospital. Why? The helper asked him, he said, asked with a puzzled look on his face. And then Santa relayed to him the conversation he had had with Sarah's grandmother earlier that day. He said, don't worry about it, Ricky said to him. He said, I'll take you there. So Ricky drove him to the hospital and came inside with Santa, and they found out which room this little girl was in. And he said he would wait out in the hall. So Santa Claus went, peeked in the room through the half-closed door and saw this little girl laying on the bed. The room was full of what appeared to be a family. There was the grandmother and the girl's brother he had met earlier that day. A woman whom he guessed was Sarah's mother stood by the bed, gently pushing her thin hair off her forehead. And another woman whom he discovered was her aunt, sat in a chair near the bed with a weary, sad look on her face. They were talking quietly, and Santa could sense the warmth and the closeness of the family and their love and concern for little Sarah. Taking a deep breath and forcing a smile on his face, he entered the room with a hearty, ho, 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 and shrieked little Sarah weakly as she tried to escape her bed, to get out of bed to run to him with her IV tubes in her body. Santa rushed to her side and gave her a warm hug. A child, a tender age of his own, Sarah was 9 years old, and she gazed up at him with wonder and excitement, and her skin was very pale, and her short tresses told of her patches from the chemo that she had received. But all he saw when he looked at her was a pair of huge blue eyes. His heart melted, and he had to force himself to hold back and choke his tears. Though his eyes were riveted upon Sarah's face, he could hear the gasps. He could hear, Brother Crumbly, the quiet sobs of the women that were in the room, whispering, thank you, thank you, thank you, as they gazed sincerely at him with shining eyes. So Santa and Sarah talked. She told him how excited all the toys she wanted for Christmas, assuring him she had been a very good girl that year. At that time, as their time dwindled, and Santa felt led in his spirit to pray for Sarah, ask her permission from the girl's mother, and the entire family circled around Sarah's bed, holding hands. Santa looked at Sarah and asked if she believed in angels. She said to him, oh yes, I believe in angels, she cried. And well, I'm going to ask the angels watch over you, he said. Laying one hand on the child's head, Santa closed his eyes and he prayed. He asked that God touch little Sarah and that God heal her body from this leukemia, from this disease. He asked that angels minister to her, watch and keep her. And when he finished praying that day, still with his eyes closed, he started singing softly, Silent Night, Holy Night, all is calm and all is right. The family joined in, still holding hands, smiling at Sarah and crying tears of hope, tears of joy, for this moment as she beamed at all of them with excitement and smile on her face. When the song had ended, Santa sat on the side of the bed again and held Sarah's frail but yet small hands in his own hands. "Now, Sarah," he said authoritative, "you have a job to do, and that is to concentrate on getting well." He said, "I want you to have fun and playing with your friends this summer, and I expect to see you at my house at the Mayfair Mall this time next year." He knew it was risky proclaiming that to this little girl who had terminal cancer, but he had to. He had to give her the greatest gift he could. Not dolls, not games, not toys, but he gave her the gift of hope. "Yes, Santa," Sarah said, and her eyes bright. He leaned down and kissed on her forehead. And as the story goes, he left the room. Out in the hall, the minutes Santa's eyes met Ricky, the guy who had brought him there, a look passed between them and they wept. Sarah's mother and grandmother slipped out of the room quickly and they rushed to Santa's side to thank him. He told them, "My only child is the same age as Sarah, your child. This is the least I could do." They nodded with understanding and they hugged him. About 11 months passed by. Santa Marg was again back on the set in Milwaukee for his 6-week seasonal job, which he so loved to do. Several weeks had went by, and then one day a child came up to sit on his lap. "Hi, Santa, you remember me?" "Of course I do," you know, Santa proclaimed, as he always does when young folks sit on his lap. Smiling down at her, after all, the secret to being a good Santa is always make each child feel as they're the only child in the world at that moment. "You came to see me in the hospital last year." And Santa's jaw dropped. Tears immediately came from his eyes, and he grabbed this little miracle and he held her to his chest. "Sarah," he said, he scarcely recognized her, for her hair was long and silky and her cheeks were rosy, much different from the little girl he had visited just a year before. He looked over and saw her mother, her grandmother on the sidelines, smiling, waving, wiping tears from their eyes. And that was the best Christmas ever for Santa Claus. He had witnessed, been blessed to be instrumental in bringing about this miracle of hope. This precious little child was healed. She was cancer-free, alive, and well. He silently looked up to heaven and humbly whispered, he said, "Thank you, Father, for truly this is a Merry Christmas." To God be the glory for all for all that he has done. Amen. I wanted to share with you today about what God can still do. Somebody may be going through some things in your life right now. I wanted to read that story to remind you that it's never too late to turn your life around. As God heals Sarah, God can heal you. Years ago, I was starting out, I was preaching the gospel, and I was youth pastor at Faith Baptist Church Southwest in Houston, Texas, and I shared this story one Sunday morning to our young people, and I wanted them to know that God is still yet performing miracles in our lives. Sometime when things go bad in our lives, maybe even not with us, but those that are around us, don't give up. Never give up, because God is not through with you yet. I wanted to say that to somebody listening here today. If you want God to do something better, something greater, don't give up. You'll never know you can win if you don't stay in the race. So many times we're in situations and we're faced with decisions, Sometimes we may make the wrong decision, but guess what? Don't give up. Sarah, she believed. Sarah was just an instrument God used. And guess what? He's using us today. We extend the invitation today. If there's somebody in here that's you're looking for a better way in life, you're looking for God to make a difference in your life, we extend the invitation of salvation to you today. Salvation is a means of saving. It's a way in which you can come to the Lord. You can give your life to Him. Sunday after Sunday, we preach that Jesus lived. Jesus died. But after He had died, He got up out of the grave on the third day morning. And that's what our faith is about now. As we celebrate this season of giving, this season of Christ, that we offer it to you, the death, the burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus. If you're here today and you would like to be a member of the Norris Avenue Missionary Baptist Church, we extend this invitation to you. And I want to do it like this here. Sister Dee, come on, I want you to sing for Reverend Duggar this morning. Amen. Jesus loves me. If you will, Sister Pastor Duggar, and I want to sing just a verse or two of it. It's a song that we were singing at my house with my grandchildren, and I started adding words to it, and she said, ain't that something? And as she gets ready to come, if you're here today, what better time than to come to the Lord right now? We're getting ready to go on the other side and eat. We got a special treat for you. If you're here today, your name may be on roll at a local church, but we want you to come and get involved in the ministry here at the Norris Avenue Church. If you're here, we're reaching today. We're inviting you to come by letter, candidate for baptism, Christian experience. You all will come while you can. We're reaching for you to come to Jesus while you can. We stand at the door. He tells us in the book of Revelation, behold, I stand at the door and I knock. He said, if any man will come into me, I will come into them. I'll sup with thee. So she sings a verse of this song. If you're here, we invite you to come as we make provisions to come. Go on the other side. We bless God. What better time than to come to the Lord than right now? Amen. Sister Pastor Doug, amen.
Jesus loves me.
Come on, say so.
This I know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. His name.
Little ones to Him belong. They are weak, but He is strong. Jesus loves me.
Jesus loves me, yeah.
He who let it lead to so. Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, Jesus, he loves me.
Come on, church. Y'all help
us. Oh, yes. Jesus loves me. Oh, yes. Jesus, he loves me.
Out. Come on, help us here.
Oh,
yes, Jesus loves me.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes,
Jesus,
he loves me.
One more time, just one more time.
For the Bible tells me so.
Come on, love, help me now.
Oh, yes, Jesus loves me.
You want to see me at my house singing?
Oh, yes, Jesus, he loves me. For the Bible tell me so.
One more time. Will you help me say,
oh,
yes, Jesus loves me.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes, Jesus,
he loves me.
Woo. Praise, amen. Thank you, officers. Amen. Thank you. I could sing that, amen. Call out to you. I can get caught up singing that, amen. Whew. I had to change shirts because I got kind of hot and sweaty and got wet, amen. Yeah, when you know the Lord been good to you. Yeah, Lord. I was singing it with the grandchildren and she said, You just sung that song too many times. I said, that's all right. Yeah, they go to singing that very little one, though. Y'all know, yeah, he starts singing the JD, stuff start happening. Amen. Amen. Stuff start happening. Come on, let's give God a hand for him. I'm not going to hold you up. Thank you, honey. Amen. Amen. Well, I want to say Merry Christmas. And Pastor, if you come. Johnny, y'all come on. Ministers, y'all come on. Jalen, come on. Will you help us out? Amen. He sang a little song, and I told him, and Donna Hathaway sings this here, and I just love to hear that. And y'all put y'all hands together for Brother Jalen Mason. Amen. Joe, y'all come on, get ready to help me out here. Amen. Now I'm gonna sing White Christmas if y'all ain't careful. Amen. Amen. Come on, put your hands together, y'all. Come on. Bless his name. Amen. One more time. Put your hands together for Jalen Mason, y'all. Amen. Woo. Yeah.
Hang on the mistletoe. I'm going to get to know you better. This Christmas, and as we trim the tree, how much fun is going to be. This Christmas, fireside and play the ride. We're caroling through the night. And this Christmas will be a very special Christmas for me. Cards I hear, don't worry y'all, our world is filled with cheer and you. This Christmas, and as we look around, our eyes outshine the town they knew. This Christmas, the fireside blazing bright, and we're caroling through the night. We'll be a very special Christmas for me. And this Christmas will be a very special Christmas for you and me. And this Christmas, have a merry Christmas. And this Christmas for y'all. A very special Christmas for me. Yeah. Christmas, it will be a very special Christmas for me.
Yeah. Shake your hand, shake your hand. This Christmas, and as I look around,